USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has told Congress that he wants an amended COVID relief bill without more than $1 trillion in spending that he said has nothing to do with COVID. The spending bill that passed both houses Monday night contains billions in discretionary spending along with provisions for coronavirus stimulus, funding for vaccine distribution, and direct payments to Americans. The president is finding support for this move with some members of Congress. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs called the bill the worst thing they could have passed. He told Fox News that the president should veto the bill because it contains a number of measures that would not have passed if they were voted for on their own.
This bill is so bad. They added 60 separate bills into this massive package. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are bills that couldn't get passed on their own. And they threw those in. And so this bill should be vetoed, and I'm hoping it will be.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Hyundai. Car care is essential, and regular maintenance can improve the performance of your vehicle and save you money. Hyundai is making it much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary basic maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal factory scheduled maintenance intervals for 3 years, or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's best warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
Complimentary Maintenance is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better ownership experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
The United States is reportedly nearing a deal to obtain another 100 million doses of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The two sides are still working out the timing of delivery, with doses coming in either second or third quarter of 2021. If that deal is finalized, the country could come closer to the goal of every American having access to a vaccine by this summer. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, tells CNBC he believes two additional vaccines could also be available early next year.
We are quite hopeful, though, that not far behind are two other vaccines. She mentioned those as well, one from Johnson & Johnson, one from AstraZeneca. They're very late already in their phase 3 trials, pretty close to enrolling everybody they're going to test. And it would not be surprising if we begin to see readouts from those trials in January or early February. And those are actually vaccines which, if they turn out to be safe and effective, can be manufactured at scale quite rapidly. So we might just get there where every American could have access to a vaccine by the summer.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration is suing the country's largest retailer, saying that they too played a role in the U.S.'s opioid crisis. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Trump administration is suing Walmart, accusing the retail giant of helping fuel the nation's opioid crisis by inadequately screening for questionable prescriptions, despite repeated warnings from its own pharmacists. The Justice Department's lawsuit claims that Walmart sought to boost profits, understaffed its pharmacies, and pressured employees to fill prescriptions quickly. That made it difficult for pharmacists to reject invalid prescriptions, enabling widespread drug abuse nationwide. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The coronavirus has finally reached all 7 continents. The Chilean Army has reported 36 positive cases of COVID at a research base in Antarctica, including 26 members of the Chilean Army and 10 maintenance workers. The infected personnel have been evacuated back to Chile and are now in isolation. The Chileans say that there was an ongoing personnel change over at the O'Higgins Research Facility, possibly leading to the outbreak. And the European Union is recommending the cessation of all non-essential travel to the UK after an outbreak of a new strain of coronavirus in the country. The body issued the recommendation Tuesday to its 27 member nations that they discourage their citizens from traveling, but stopped short of asking for full travel bans. EU officials say it would be wrong to prevent UK and EU citizens who are abroad from returning home. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.